Financials are killer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Until the banks clean up their mess, the stock markets are going to struggle. Take yesterday, for example. The price of oil continued its slide. The economic data wasn't too bad, but Wall Street had more losses. The main culprit was J.P. Morgan Chase. The bank said it racked up $1.5 billion in losses in this quarter so far. And yes, it's still all about bad mortgage investments. The Dow fell 139 points, more than a percent, to 11,642. A smaller percentage loss for the NASDAQ. It was down 9 points. The S&P 500 dropped 15. European shares are down almost a percent this morning. In Asia, the markets closed 1 to 2% lower. There's been some talk that the U.S. media is being too hard on China during the Olympics. I don't know the answer to that, but China isn't exactly helping its cause. There was the fake fireworks display and the girl lip-syncing during the opening ceremonies. And now something much more serious. A food safety official in China committed suicide August 2nd. It was just reported today. Our correspondent Scott Tong joins us from Beijing. Scott, why was this information withheld?
It's still coming out, but it sure seems like this has been covered up or not wanting to be released right around, you know what, the Olympics that are going on.
Was there something that put extra pressure on him recently that might have led to this?
Well, the news reports say that he committed suicide by leaping off a building, reportedly, a day after anti-corruption officials met with him about what the report said were financial irregularities. Now, that's kind of Chinese code for corruption allegations.
Right. But beyond that, why would that be the case? Why would they not report this?
Well, this gets back to the potentially very embarrassing situation of product and food safety coming out of China. So if you have a situation where there is alleged bribery, alleged corruption involving a Chinese official, this will remind many people in the world about substandard pet food and toothpaste, bringing back all these questions about China and quality at exactly the time when China is trying to buff up its image with the Olympics. So there would be interests who would want to keep this under the rug, certainly until the closing ceremonies.
Okay, Scott Tong in Beijing, thank you.
Okay, Scott, thanks a lot.
The chip company AMD has come out with a new graphics card for computer gaming. It's the Radeon HD 4870 X2. Apparently, that's tech speak for totally awesome. Mitchell Hartman explains.
AMD's new graphics card musters the power of two really fast processing chips. Bottom line, it does mind-blowing 3D, says Kelt Reeves of Falcon Northwest, which makes gaming PCs.
Say you're playing a World War II flight simulator and you just bank your aircraft. You've got to render all those other planes in the sky, every bullet, every cloud.
The new card puts AMD ahead of rival NVIDIA in the computer graphics stakes. It also redeems AMD's purchase of ATI Technologies, which developed the card. At $549, the card is not cheap, but Ricardo Torres of GameSpot.com doesn't think it'll slow down sales.
It is perhaps not the smartest thing in the whole world to blow like a month or two's rent on a card and a PC, but they're escapism, they're entertainment.
And Torres says the PC gaming business has always appeared somewhat recession resistant. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
If you have a lot of disposable income, here's something else you might spend it on. A businessman in England is selling the contract that Brian Epstein signed with the Beatles in 1962. Epstein was the Beatles' manager. This contract's expected to sell for almost $500,000. The auction will also include the piano used by the Beatles to record Hey Jude. That could fetch as much as $800,000.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
I've told you that the dollar is starting to rebound, but its weakened state the past few months has really hurt American demand for foreign goods. That's helped the U.S. export more. So our trade deficit is shrinking. Good news. But commentator Will Wilkinson has some more thoughts.
The lavish opening ceremony of this summer's Beijing Olympic Games was, well, wow. $100 million of wow. That comes to about $8,000 per second of wow. 30 years ago, the average person in China lived on less than $2 a day. Not so much wow. What happened? How can they afford this kind of extravaganza? By opening their economy and trading with us, is largely how. Unlike in the 100-meter backstroke, in trade, everybody can win. Thanks to China's greater global integration, hundreds of millions have been lifted out of grinding poverty. But due to trade with China, America's poor are doing better too. A recent working paper by University of Chicago economists Christian Broda and John Romalis shows that trade with China, as brought to you by beloved institutions such as Walmart, has done more for poor families than rich families. Trade even helps to hold real income inequality in check. How rich you are in real terms depends both on how much money you have and the prices of the things you tend to buy. Poorer families spend a bigger share of their budget on goods whose prices are affected by international trade, like cotton shirts and canned fish. Wealthier families spend a bigger share on services that don't face the same kind of global price competition, like yard work and psychoanalysis. This means the rich have faced a higher effective rate of inflation than the poor have, so much so that the gap in real incomes has stayed put, even as the nominal gap has gone through the roof. According to Broda and Romalis, prices of consumer goods heavily used by poorer Americans have fallen most rapidly in sectors where the Chinese have become most involved. Sure, zero-sum nationalistic athletic spectacles are great, but a positive-sum system that helps most everyone is even better. So go ahead and root for America. But don't forget that when it comes to improving the welfare of the American poor and reducing inequality, Chinese trade gets the gold.
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can find a link to his blog on our website, marketplace.org, and share your thoughts with us. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.